Skagway leaders intend to restart lease discussions with White Pass. And the ferry Columbia is back up and running, but the sailing schedule will still see an impact. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. There is some good news and some bad news for the Alaska Marine Highway's Columbia ferry. The vessel is sailing again on a delayed schedule, but will take a 5-day reprieve for repairs at the end of July. Thursday night, the Columbia was able to depart Petersburg, where it was stuck for a couple days due to an engine problem. Technicians from Houston that flew in to address the issue will stay on the vessel as it sails to Bellingham this weekend. The Columbia will make its way back up to the Lynn Canal before going to Ketchikan's dry dock for repairs. Instead of arriving on Monday, July 25th, the Columbia will dock in Haines and Skagway Tuesday, July 26th, about a day and a half behind schedule. On its way south, it will stop in Ketchikan for about 5 days for maintenance. DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says the ferry needs to be dry docked because of an oil leak, not because of the engine troubles that waylaid it in Petersburg. Woodrow says the ferry system received a temporary permit from the Coast Guard to make a sailing from Bellingham to Skagway before receiving maintenance. The Columbia is scheduled to be back on its regular route by August 3rd. For Haines and Skagway, that means the sailing planned for August 1st is canceled. Woodrow says the ferry system is sending in the fair weather as backup, partly because of demand from Southeast Alaska state fairgoers. Woodrow says people who were booked on the August 1st Columbia and haven't received a call from reservation staff should get in touch to get a spot on the fair weather. Skagway leaders are trying to move forward after a public vote last fall stymied an agreement that would have cleared the way for port renovations. Skagway residents rejected a tidelands lease extension between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. On Thursday, the Borough Assembly voted to re-engage in lease discussions with White Pass. The few members of the public who spoke up before the vote said this time around, the process needs to be more transparent. It took years of negotiations and work to produce the lease that was turned down by voters in October. Now, Skagway is running against the clock to make crucial improvements to its port facilities to support the town's tourism and industrial economies. That includes a floating dock for cruise ships and remediation of contamination in the ore basin. Here's Assemblyman Dan Henry.
All I care about is, at this point, is that we have a floating dock come May 1st of next year and don't lose our position, our significant position, in the marketplace. We continue to dangerously teeter on a bad calendar choice on a lot of these decisions.
The Assembly held a special meeting earlier this month where they talked in executive session for about an hour. They then proposed a resolution to declare the municipality's intent to re-engage with White Pass to discuss a lease agreement. That was the resolution before them at Thursday's meeting. Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. said if they do sit down with the railroad again,
it has to be different. The last lease ended in a massive failure, and I think that the Assembly can't ignore that.
He and Henry were two of the municipality's representatives in negotiations with White Pass. After the public vote, Burnham said he regretted that so much of those discussions happened behind closed doors in executive session. Port Commission Chair Tim Borsey and resident Wayne Selmer echoed that sentiment.
I think the concern from the Port Commission side is, you know, that we don't repeat the sins of the past and go down the same rabbit hole.
And I hope, too, like Tim had said, that it's a little bit more open and transparent than it was, in my viewpoint, the last go-around.
But Assemblyman Henry bristled at the transparency concerns. He implied that people don't understand what executive session means. He said talking behind closed doors is more expedient because you don't have hundreds of people trying to voice their opinion, and that when a decision is actually made, it's made in public.
The transparency is going to create an arena of, I don't know, 300 people in here to just be shouting out ideas. Well, they voted for you. They voted for you and you and you and you and me and Tim to watch over the city's business and take care of things with their input at the appropriate times in the appropriate manner. And then if such is a paramount issue as we have here, they will actually all get one by one an opportunity to cast a ballot. Everyone's voice will be heard.
Assemblyman Tim Cochran wasn't present at the meeting, and Burnham moved to delay the vote until everyone could be there. But the other assembly members rejected that idea. In the final vote on the resolution, all five supported the intention to re-engage in lease discussions with the railroad. At the next meeting on August 4th, the assembly intends to hash out details on how to approach this second round of negotiations. Burnham said he hoped to hear from members of the public sooner rather than later.
Rather than come out with pitchforks and torches at the 11th hour, I want to see them tomorrow.
The assembly plans to get outside professional help this time around. They agreed on a request for proposals for a port consultant. The assembly almost spent more time debating aesthetics of the new municipality website than the lease discussion question. A website design committee asked for the assembly's input about which motto to use on the homepage, Gateway to the Klondike or Garden City of Alaska. Instead of just deciding on the website, the assembly passed a motion to make the official motto of Skagway the Gateway to the Klondike. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.